Welcome back to Thursdays with Gary. This is Tom Keegan here with Gary Bedour. Gary, let's talk about the depth of the Kansas basketball roster, and let's just for fun assume that he's done recruiting for this year. Maybe he gets Thornton, the Duke transfer. He'll have to sit out. He won't be a member of the 2016-2017 team, at least not in games, even if he does get them. There's always the possibility he could get some graduate transfers. But right now, what would you be your biggest concern, if any, about this roster?
Probably nothing, because he's got five guards, I think. Graham, Mason, Jackson, Svi, Vic, and he's got Lucas, Azubuike,
Bragg,
which is enough right there, probably.
Lightfoot, well, he's
Lightfoot and Colby.
Yeah.
So he has enough, as long as nobody gets hurt.
If you could add, let's say, a graduate transfer, would you make it a big man or a guard? I'd make it a Nick Moore type of guard. I mean, he's not eligible. Obviously, he's used up his eligibility at both Illinois State and SMU. But that type of a third guard, but they did it without that last year. They were the third best team in the country. I don't care what anybody says. They were an Elite Eight. They were the third best team in the country. Got shafted with their seeding, let's face it. That's a fact. Oklahoma had the easier path than Kansas. That's absurd. But anyways, enough on that. Probably that would be a nice luxury to have if they could get a smaller guard who could, in the event of injury or foul trouble, fill in.
Yeah, probably a guard who could stick around for the following year, too.
And, you know, trying to guess Bill Self's starting lineups never works.
Yeah.
But this year, you would think you can guess it and be right. And that, of course, being Mason and Graham and Josh Jackson and Landon Lucas and Carlton Bragg.
Yeah.
But every year I predict a starting lineup, I seem to be off by one, because Self will pull a rabbit out of his hat, like when Perry Ellis was a freshman. You would have thought Perry Ellis would be the starter. They were a better team with Kevin Young getting the starting minutes and Perry Ellis coming off the bench. They tried Perry as a starter for like four games in a row, and the lineup just didn't gel. So who knows? Maybe Dwight Colby would make this gel better than Carlton Bragg. There's always that possibility, even though Bragg appears to be a more talented player and a better player.
Yeah, but you're right. This year it appears to be pretty set, because Colby would probably be a long shot to start coming off his injury. So unless they added Jared Allen, and he probably wouldn't start anyway, being a freshman, the big man from Texas.
Right, unless he could beat out Carlton Bragg.
If Bragg stays healthy and has a good summer, he's supposed to be this year's, you know, stud on the wing, or on the low block.
Yeah, the scoring post player. So, you know, he's got
to be penciled in since Diallo left, and there's probably no other, unless Jared Allen comes.
And, you know, he's an underrated rebounder, I think. If you look at his rebounding numbers for the amount of minutes he played, he averaged, you know, everyone talks about per 40 minutes. I don't know why they do that, because nobody plays 40 minutes. Yeah. Starters play 30 minutes, give or take a couple minutes. Per 30 minutes, he's got eight and a half rebounds. I mean, if he were a starter and he could maintain that and get 8.5 rebounds a game, I mean, that's an excellent second rebounder to play next to Landon Lucas, who's a great rebounder.
Yeah, he could really, you would think on paper, he'd really thrive this year if they want to remain an elite team. But Lucas, if he stays healthy, is shown he's pretty solid. Azubuike, who knows if he'll be ready. He could be like Sheck this year, or he could be, you know, he could pick it up fast. Who knows? And that leaves Colby, assuming he's healthy. You know, he couldn't play at all this year, so you don't know if he's good or not.
Right, because of the ACL. But usually the ACL is Yeah. You know, it's a 9-month injury or something like that usually, isn't it? But so I he mean, should be ready
know,
to go.
You don't know how talented he is. Oh, okay. He couldn't practice all year.
Right. They talked about his good turnaround jump shot at Mississippi State. I remember someone talking about that. And he had good shooting numbers, good free throw shooting numbers, so he's probably got a decent touch. But Carlton Bragg would seem to be the guy who will be at that position. And as far as the Azubuike being another Diallo, he may not be ready because he's so young. But here's a couple advantages he has just from eyeballing highlight films and All-Star games and stuff. Couple advantages he has on Diallo. One would be he's more physically mature, way bigger, wider body, not as long, but he looks like an NFL defensive tackle. Really, really broad shoulders. Walk past him in Allen Fieldhouse. And the other thing is when you watch him on video, looks like he knows he's a center and he's going to play with his back to the basket and play near the basket. Will he have the footwork yet, the polished footwork? Who knows? But Diallo, the weird thing about him, the rap on him was he had no outside shot. And at times I wondered, is he just trying to show them that he has an outside shot? And he actually did develop a pretty good outside shot at Kansas. It was weird. It was just the opposite of what you heard.
Yeah, he didn't really have the motor where he was. You expected every jump basket rebound cleaning up, but who knows? I just think in retrospect he was probably all screwed up as being a McDonald's All-American one-and-done guy, and no one knew that coming in. Probably, I don't think his heart was in it.
Yeah, which is weird. Just the opposite of the scouting report.
Yeah, and who knows if he's developed? You're right though. That shot looked pretty good.
It did. Yeah. He had a nice touch. And maybe, you know, and he had a good combine, and now he's showing up in mock drafts in the first round. So maybe he'll be a first rounder.
Yeah. And that means, you know, just like all of them, he'll be rich because you get the 3 or 4 year guaranteed money.
As a first rounder, is it 3 years or is it 2 years plus an option?
It might be 2 and an option.
Yeah. But it's big money, you know.
Yeah.
Which, good for him. I hope they all get drafted in the first round. Now, he had the loudest buzz, the most talk about him among the Kansas players at the combine. Obviously, Wayne Selden didn't play because of the meniscus in the knee, and which where else would a meniscus be? But I didn't hear a great deal about how Perry Ellis performed. What do you hear about that?
For some reason, he had great marks in all the physical stuff, but he's dropping in all the polls. So, like, Draft Express has pulled him out of the draft.
Ugh.
And he had a great... He was second fastest in the three-quarter court run.
Not surprising.
Self gave a quote the other day about it to me that said, Perry proved he was the fastest player at the combine. And he did well in all the... All of his marks were above average, and his body fat was great, which doesn't mean anything probably, but one organization had Utah taking him at number 60, and I could see that, because haven't the Jazz always gone back to having good quality people?
Yeah, good quality people. And
Jerry Sloan might still have some influence.
Yeah, and
Perry could be that. If he really doesn't go before that.
It's puzzling to me because if you look at him as a prospect, super fast running the floor. I mean, he's always run the floor like a point guard. Super fast. If you watch him, he was a sprinter in junior high. He'd be out there out sprinting all these way shorter guys. He's a good ball handler. Yeah. I think he's an underrated ball handler. Could you develop the left hand better? But he's got a nice shooting touch. All these guys, as they get stronger and devote more time to individual skill training, they extend their ranges. All the college players do.
Yeah.
You know, bit by bit, they extend their range. So to me, he's a prototypical small forward as an NBA player. You hear he's a tweener because he's a power forward. Yeah. No, to me, he fits a prototype of a small forward. He's got all the physical grades at the combine.
Yeah.
And he's a smart kid. I don't understand why he's not going to get picked higher than that. Maybe he will, but if he doesn't, I just don't get it.
Yeah, you wonder about the guys that write the stories and rate the players, if the buzz, you know, if Perry really has no buzz or if they just don't know. Because Diallo, I laugh because out of all the coverage, he stole it more than anybody. It was all Shaq Diallo at the combine.
It kind of always goes back to the McDonald's All-American game, yeah, doesn't it?
he got all, he's named the biggest winner by several different groups, said he was the winner at the combine. Perry was not listed as a winner or a loser, but...
But that's kind of Perry. You don't notice him.
Yeah, and after reading all that stuff, and he had two pretty good games. He scored in both of them, 15 and 12, and he hit his threes and he hit his free throws. And it looked like he was being aggressive because he took like 10 to 12 shots. I think he had good... It's not like he had a bust game where he had nothing in the two scrimmages, so...
Yeah, he's a scorer. He knows how to score. Some guys are just shooters. He's a scorer, and that's going to translate. I got to believe that's going to translate. I don't get it.
Because Seldon is still listed, although he dropped out of, I believe it was Draft Express. Somebody dropped Seldon out of their draft, one of the rankers.
You know, his height measurements, I honestly thought that he, and I told him that at the time, from freshman to sophomore year, I asked him, have you grown? And he said, well, I don't know, I haven't measured myself. I said, it looks like you've grown at least an inch. And I think he did grow after coming to Kansas, and his height measurements were 6'4 1/4" without shoes, and I think 6'5 3/4" with shoes. So he must have thick shoes there, an inch and a half. But
that's
so
good.
And he's got good weight. I mean, he's a thick kid. He's wide.
Yeah.
He's not. I'm sure his body fat is pretty low, even though he's that heavy. So, but the knee is a concern if you're talking about a guy, whether he's a marginal first or second round pick, that's going to push you back probably because there's others who will slide in ahead of him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in the first lately, in anybody's first round picks.
Yeah.
But,
that's not surprising. He's probably more of a second-round pick. But at least the, other than Brandon Green, who didn't get an invitation, at least the, and Seldon didn't get to perform, but at least Ellis and Diallo, they weren't on anybody's bad list. Diallo was on the good list, and Marcus Lee of Kentucky is in a tough situation. Share with us a little bit about his situation right now.
He had a terrible combine. And as a result, he might go back to Kentucky, and they're loaded at his position.
Weird.
So, you know, does Calipari want him back? I was just reading they have 7 guys that are all really good at the power forward or forward.
How does he get these guys one on top of the other? I mean, do they all think they're the man, and of course I'm going to beat out the other guys?
Yeah, and he may add... Marcus Bolden apparently is picking Duke or Kentucky, and he's 6'11". But
I bet Duke gets him.
You know, yeah. How does... So this Marcus Lee, I mean, I guess he should stay in the draft and get picked it because of his height.
And see if he can get better playing in the D-League for a couple of years. He looks like he could stand to fill out.
Yeah.
Tough spot for him, though.
Yeah, it's tough when... You know, I don't know. I guess his numbers were bad. So, some of his numbers were bad.
Well, you know, maybe they should investigate that on your own. You can figure out your numbers and then not go. But he went, and now can he go back to Kentucky? Maybe transferring would be the idea, but nobody shows that kind of patience anymore.
Well, it'll be interesting. We probably should take the calls from the scouts this year about Perry and put in a plug for him, because...
Definitely.
Perry Ellis has, you said it, he looks like an NBA player.
Yeah,
and at this time, anyway, nobody's got him in there.
Yep. Well, when I get the calls, I'm definitely going to be plugging them.
Yeah.
He's Gary Bedore. I'm Tom Keegan, and thanks for joining us on Thursdays with Gary.